命记第二堂的讲道。
This is the second preaching about Deuteronomy.
今天真正的是第一堂。
Actually, it's a real first lesson.
我们打开圣经，命令记第一章第一节到第五节。
Let's open the Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1.
我用中文来念，你们按英文的跟着看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
生命记第一章第一节，以下所记的是摩西在约旦河中的旷野，书。我对面的亚拉巴就是巴兰、陀佛、拉班、阿喜路、比萨，他中间向以色列人众人所说的话，从何烈山经过基尔山到加比斯巴尼亚有十一天的路程，出埃及第四十年十一月初一日，摩西到耶和华记住他吩咐以色列人的话都晓谕他们，那时他已经记下了是西色本的阿摩利王西宏和住以色来阿斯他路的巴山王二摩西在约旦河中的摩亚地讲立法说。让我们一起来重新在神面前一起祷告。
Let us all head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你再次让我们来看你的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us once again to come before your word.
求主打开我们的心门，能听到你的话。
Let's open our hearts so we can hear your words.
让你的心有一个敏锐的心。
Help us to have an alert heart.
求主圣灵掌管我们以下的时间。
May your Holy Spirit have control of the time.
我们把时间完全交付求主掌管。
We lift up the following time in your hands.
我们现在祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那么神与亚伯拉罕立约。
God has covenant with Moses.
啊，一起把这个。应许地啊，赐给他的后裔。
And he promised that he will give the promised land to his descendants.
啊，让他们能够在这个应许地长久的居住。
To enable them to live in the promised land for a long time.
啊，在还没有进入这个应许地之前。
But before they entered into the promised land.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的后裔在。这个埃及地住了四百年的时间。
The descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived in Egypt for 400 years.
成为一个法老王的奴隶。
And they became the slaves to Pharaoh.
在那里受了很多的苦。
They suffered a lot.
后来神就呼召摩西。
And later God called Moses.
吩咐他把以色列人从埃及地拯救出来。
And he told him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西就听了神的吩咐。
Moses followed.
带领以色列人经过红海。
He led the Israelites through the Red Sea.
后来在西乃山向以色列人讲解这个律法。
And at Mount Sinai, he explained God's laws to them.
过后，摩西吩咐以色列人。
And later, Moses told the Israelites.
从十二个支派当中选出一个领袖
to select one leader out of each tribe
然后进去这个应许之地归看
to be spies to enter into the promised land
得到一个结果
and the result was
十二个探子当中十个十个认为当地的人的个子非常高大
Out of the 12 spies, 10 of them thought that the people living in the promised land are too big.
肯定不能够打败他。
That they will not be able to be defeated.
探子带回来的报告。
And that the report brought forth by the spies.
直到以色列人不相信神的应许。
And because of that, they did not believe in the promise of God. And so they refused to go into the promised land. And because of that, they have to wander in the wilderness for another 40 years. And after 40 years, once again, they come upon the promised land. And before they enter into the promised land, Moses was at the wilderness east of Jordan. And he encouraged the Israelites. And he stressed that God will give them the promised land. And he also explained the laws of God to the Israelites. The scriptures that we just read. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verses 1 to 5. That is the introduction for Deuteronomy. It talks about the personality, the geography, and also the timing. And it also talks about how they have gone through the wilderness and the history of their wars. And it also talks about the theme of Deuteronomy. And with the help of Jehovah God, their 40 years of wandering have come to an end. They have also defeated the king who has been preventing from entering, and it is the Sidon king of the Amorites and Og king of Bashan. And they have also taken over the land. And in this critical point, Moses was at the wilderness east of Jordan. And so he explained the law of God to the Israelites. And he encouraged them to love to God with all their heart, soul, and their mind. So the scripture we just read, Moses explained God's law. If you look at the scripture in detail, Moses spoke the word of God. And also the location. The location is in the desert east of Jordan.
And also,
in verse 2, it also talks about the timing. And it is after 11 days going from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea. The third verse talks about how Moses explained God's command. The fourth verse talks about timing again. And it is 40 years after they have defeated the king of the Ammonites. In verse 5, talk about location again. The location has not changed. It is east of the Jordan. And then it continues to talk about how Moses explained God's law. You can see that within these five verses, there is a literal structure. And the structure is the
It's a chaotic structure. 很漂亮的一个文学结构。
It is a beautiful structure.
然后我们看第一节、第三节跟第五节。
And if you look at verses 1, 3, and 5,
里面的意思有一点相似。
They have similar meanings within them.
就是讲到摩西向以色列人讲解神的律法。
And it is talking about how Moses explained to God the laws of God to the Israelites.
然后第一节、第三节跟第五节有一个共同的主题。
And in verses 1, 3, and 5, there is a common theme.
就是摩西在约旦河中向以色列人讲解神的律法。
And it is how Moses explained the laws of God at the wilderness in the east of Jordan.
那些听众就是新一代的以色列人。
And his congregation is the new generation of Israelites.
那么请注意这段经文提到几件事情。
So please focus on in these verses, they talk about several things.
第一点我们要来看就是神人摩西。
Number one, to talk about the man of God, Moses.
除了神本身之外，摩西可说是生命记最中心的人物。
Besides God, Moses can be one of the most important main characters of Deuteronomy.
我们在整本生命记里面，摩西的名字出现了38次。
And the name Moses appears 38 times in the whole book.
生命记称摩西为一位先知。
Deuteronomy called Moses as a prophet.
他称他为一个神人。
He is also called the man of God.
耶和华的仆人。
He is also the servant of Jehovah God.
摩西是神兴起的一位伟大的先知。
Moses is a great prophet, rose by God.
神借助他把以色列人从埃及地领出来。
And through him, the Israelites were led out of Egypt.
摩西是一个名副其实的一个神人。
Moses is a true man of God.
神的先知，神的仆人。
He is also God's prophet, and he is also a servant of God.
在旷野40年的时间。
And in the 40 years in the wilderness.
面对这群背叛的子民。
And he faced all these rebellious people.
但是摩西在神的全家是诚然忠信。
But Moses has remained faithful.
所以他忠心到底。
He was faithful to the end.
那么在希伯来书，我们知道希伯来书谈到摩西。
So we know in Hebrews it talk about Moses.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必要传说的事。
Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house.Testifying to what would be said in the future.
如果我们看《生命记》34章的时候
，If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 34,
生命记有几章？还记得吗
？Do you know how many chapters there is?
几章
？Deuteronomy, how many chapters?
这么快就忘了
？You've forgotten already?
几章
？How many?
34章。
34.
那么《生命记》34章是讲到摩西晚年的时候。
And in chapter 34, it talks about the later years of Moses.
我们讲到摩西虽然120岁，
they talk about how even though he was 120 years old,
可是眼目却没有昏花，
yet his eyes were not weak.
我已经这个年纪眼目有点昏花。
At my age, I think my eyes are getting weaker.
但是圣经讲。摩西120岁，眼目都没有昏花。
But the Bible said Moses was 120 years old, and yet his eyes were not weak.
精神也没有衰败。
Nor his strength gone.
那虽然神没有答应他进到这个迦南地。
Even though God did not promise him that he can enter into the promised land.
但是神却让摩西在这个高山上瞭望这个广大的应许之地。
But God allowed him.To view the whole land on from the top of the mountain.
你看这个《生命记》34章第十节的时候。
And if you look at Deuteronomy 34 verse 10.
这句经文给摩西一个很高的一个评价。
This verse really praised Moses.
以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
我们看到《申命记》开始的时候，讲到这个摩西神。
So in the very beginning of Deuteronomy, we see that there was mention of Moses, the man of God.
而从这段经文里面，除了摩西以外，我们看到摩西所要讲的律法。
And besides Moses, we also see what Moses was talking about, and it's the law of God.
我们看到第一节里面讲到这个这些话。
And in verse 1 it says, these are the words.
以下所记的是摩西在约旦河中的旷野，苏佛对面的亚拉巴，就是巴兰、伯拉、伯拉巴、哈比路。以大亚中间向以色列人众人所说的话，请注意那句话，所说的话。
And it says here, these are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the desert east of the Jordan, that is in the Araban, opposite to between Pharaoh and Tophen, Laban, Hazaroth, and Bethlehem.
请注意，所说的话是指摩西向以色列人所讲解的地方。
Please pay attention to spoke. These are the words Moses spoke to all Israelites.
然后我们看这个第五节的时候。
And if we look at verse 5.
摩西在约旦河中的旷野地立法讲立法。
East of the Jordan in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound this law.
我们看到这些话跟立法的关系。
We can see the relationship between these words and the law.
立法是指立法的规条。
The law is talking about the actual law written.
尤其是从十二章到二十六章所讲的都是立法。
Especially what was mentioned in chapter 12, through 26, it's all talking about the law.
立法在申命记里面是一个要字。
The word law is a key word in Deuteronomy.
一共出现了220多次。
It appears over 220 times.
所以摩西写这个申命记的时候。
And so when Moses wrote Deuteronomy,
他是由这个西乃山这个神所讲的律法在那边取材。
And so he took the material from Mount Sinai, which is the law of God.
所以这个申命记有时候被称为摩西的律法。
And so sometimes people call Deuteronomy the law of Moses.
摩西在第四章第一节到第二节提醒这个以色列人要遵守神的律法。
Moses reminded the Israelites in chapter 4, verses 1 to 2, for them to have to obey God's law.
律法是神的启示。
The law is the revelation of the truth.
也是以色列人生活上的准则。
And it is also the standard of which the Israelites live by.
以色列子民不可以加多或者减少。
Israelites cannot add on or take away anything from them.
所以摩西警告他们。
And so Moses warned them.
如果你们违背神的律法的话，
If you rebel against God's law,
你们将会后患无穷。
You will have lots of mishaps.
所以申命记28章58节59节讲得很清楚。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 58 and 59 clearly state.
这书上所写的律法一切话。
The words written in this book.
是叫你们敬畏耶和华你们神可有可畏的名。
Do not reverence this glorious and awesome name, the law, the Lord your God.
你若不谨守遵行耶和华，就必将其灾，就是自大自长的灾，自重自久的病，加在你和你后裔的身上。
If you do not carefully follow all the words of this law, the Lord will send fearful plagues on you and your descendants, harsh and prolonged disasters, and severe and lingering illnesses.
所以耶和华神很清楚地告诉以色列人。
So Jehovah God clearly told Israel.
如果你们不遵守这些律法的话
，If you do not obey these laws，
那么灾祸将会临到你们的身上
，Disasters will come upon you。
所以摩西向以色列子民讲解这个律法的时候
，So when Moses explained the laws to the people，
所以他强调这些律法
，He stressed on these laws。
所以在第一章第一节的时候。
So in chapter 1 verse 1,
我们看最后的一句讲到向以色列众人所说的话。
We know that it says these are the words Moses spoke to all Israel.
然后他在第三节的时候，出埃及记第四十年十一月初一日，摩西到耶和华接受他所吩咐以色列人的话。
In verse 3, in the 14th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed, pay attention to this word, proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them.
然后第五节，摩西在约旦河中的摩押地讲律法咒。
In verse 5, east of the Jordan in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound this law.
我们朔跟小义在希伯来文是同一个字。
The word spoke and proclaimed is the same word in Hebrew.
那么含有讲解和宣告的意思。
It has the meaning of discourse or explain.
Or proclaim. 刚才你看到英文叫做 proclaim. 那么第五节。这个讲在圣经里面只出现了三次。
The word expound in verse 5 only appeared in the Bible 3 times.
啊，它的意思就是把它写在书里。
It has the meaning of inscribing it in the book.
然后清楚地把它讲解明白。
And then to clearly explain so that it's understandable.
所以摩西遵守了神的吩咐。
So Moses has followed God's command.
不单将这个神的话语写下来。
Not only did he inscribe the laws.
以致能够长久的保留。
So that it can last for a long time.
又很清楚地把它讲解明白。
He also clearly explained it to the people.
那使到人能够深记不忘。
So that the people can remember and not forget it.
很容易地把它执行出来。
So that they can live it easily.
所以这个申命记二十七章第八节有讲到。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 27 verse 8 it says.
你要将这律法这一切话明明地写在石头上。
And you shall write very clearly all the words of this law on these stones you have set up.
所以不但把它讲解明白。
Now, not only is he going to explain them clearly,
你要把它写下来。
He will write them down.
那么以致这些律法能够长久的保留。
So that these laws will last for a long time.
所以摩这段经文里面第一件事情，我们看到神人摩西。
So first of all, out of Deuteronomy, we see Moses, the man of God.
那么第二件事情就是讲到神的律法。
Secondly, it talks about the law of God.
然后讲到神怎样，这个摩西怎样很忠心的讲解这个神的律法。
Thirdly, talk about how Moses faithfully explained the law of God.
那么第四件事情我们要来看。
Fourthly, we want to see.
就是第二节跟第四节。
It's in verse 2 and verse 4.
第二节请注意这里讲到时间。
In verse 2, we talk about timing.
那个时间就是从何烈山到加底斯巴尼亚的十一日后一年。
It talks about it takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by the Mount Sinai Road.
然后我们看第四节。
And let's look at verse 4.
第四节也是讲到时间。
Verse 4 also talks about timing.
就是在战胜阿摩利王之后。第四十年。
And this was 40 years after they have defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites.
我们看第二节和第四节的时候。
When you look at verses 2 and 4.
我们看起来跟上下文没有什么关系。
It seems like there is no connection with the preceding verses.
其实不然。
Actually, not so.
那么经文显然出两件历史事件。
Actually, it points out two historical times.
那么第二节讲到以色列人从这个何烈山到这个加里斯巴利亚，只要11天的时间。
It talks about how traveling from Horeb to Gadesbarnea only required 11 days.
第二节是40年前的事情。
So in verse 2, it talks about what happened 40 years ago.
何烈山跟这个加里斯巴利亚在旷野形成是两个很重要的一个地方。
The passage to Horeb and Gadesbarnea are very important.
何烈山跟西南山是同样的一个地方。
Horeb and Mount Sinai are the same place.
圣经里面也讲到这个地方是神的山。
And it also in the Bible says that this is the place, or this is the mountain of God.
神在何烈山给他吩咐他的律法的时候。
And so when God gave the law at Mount Sinai.
预备那些以色列人进入这个应许之地。
To prepare the Israelites to enter into the Promised Land.
何烈山可以说在旷野里面一个中心的中心站。
So Horeb, we can say, is the center point of the wilderness.
那么加里斯巴利亚在这个旷野里面是一个绿洲。
Gadesbarnea is actually a delta in this wilderness.
从这个地方他们就要进入这个迦南地。
So it is like the launching point to enter into the Promised Land.
刚才我所讲的是40年前的事情。
So what I just mentioned.Happened 40 years ago.
那么现在以色列人来到这个，再一次的来到这个迦南地，来到这个神应许给他们的地方。
And so 40 years later, the Israelites traveled again to this promised land.
从何烈山到这个加里斯巴尼亚，这距离不是很长。
From Horeb to Gadesbarnea.It's not a long distance.
只有261公里。
260 kilometers. 260 kilometers.
不是远，如果走路的话，11天就到。
So if you walk, it will only take you 11 days.
可是我们看第三节的时候。
But if you look at verse 3.
特别接下第40节的时候，讲到那个时间。已经是40年之后的事情。
Verse 3 following into verse 4 talk about 40 years have already gone by.
所以第二节到第三节只是相隔一节的经文。
So even though there is only one verse between verse 2 and 3.
但是在时间上是相隔40年。
But in timing, 40 years has gone by.
因为以色列人在这个加底斯巴尼亚违背神。
Because the Israelites rebel against God at Gadesbarnea.
他们不肯相信神会战胜这些个子高大的人。
They refuse to believe that God will overcome this huge man.
所以后果他们必须要在旷野里面漂流了40年的时间。
So as a result, they have to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
11天的时间变成40年的时间。
It's an 11-day passage, but it turns into 40 years.
所以我们看到以色列人不遵守神的诫命的后果。
So we see the result of disobedience against God's law.
这都是上一代的以色列人。
So it talks about the older generation of Israelites.
他们都死在旷野里面。
They have all died in the wilderness.
那么来再一次来到应许之地面前，这些都是新一代的以色列人。
Those people who are now again at the Promised Land are the new generation of Israelites.
如果我们看第四节的时候
，If we look at verse 4,
那么第四节讲到以色列人战胜这个阿摩利王还有这个巴珊马色。
It talks about how the Israelites have defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan.
这件事情是上一代的以色列人不能够做到。
This is something that the older generation of Israelites cannot accomplish.
这两场战争，他们都胜过这些敌人。
But with these two wars, they were able to overcome these two kings.
不但胜过他们，还占领了他们的土地。
Not only did they overcome them, they also claimed their land.
原因是什么？因为耶和华神与他们同在。
The reason is because Jehovah God is with them.
因为他们没有背叛耶和华。
Because they did not rebel against God.
所以耶和华神让他们胜过他们的敌人。
So God allowed them to overcome the enemy.
所以读圣经的时候，耶稣也经常提到这两个战争。
And so if you read the Bible, Joshua often mentioned about these two wars.
也就是要告诉以色列人，如果你们遵守耶和华的律法。
And it is to tell the Israelites, if you obey God's law,
神将会与你们同在。
God will be with you.
神将会带领你们到那个地方。
God will lead you into that land.
所以今天这段经文讲到神的律法。
So today, the scripture talk about God's law.
那么神借着摩西告诉我们，我们要遵守神的律法。
Through Moses, God is telling us that we need to follow God's law.
大卫是一个喜爱耶和华律法的人。
David is a person who loves God's law.
诗篇第一篇第二节到第三节是大卫所写的诗歌。
Psalm chapter 1 verses 2 to 3 is a psalm written by David.
唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. This is God's promise. God promised those who obey his law. He will be like a tree planted by streams of water.
按时候结果子。
And he will bear fruit in a timely manner.
叶子也不枯干。
His leaf will not wither.
凡他所做的都必顺利。
Whatever he does prospers.
你和我是否有遵守神的律法？
You and I, do we follow God's law?
你和我是否有每一天读神的话语？
You and I, do we read God's word every day?
诗人讲，昼夜思想神的话。
The psalmist said, meditate on his word day and night.
这人便为有福。
He is a blessed man.
让我们在神的面前向他祷告。
Let us pray to God.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
我们感谢你，因为你是那位万军的耶和华。
We thank you because you are the Lord of Lords.
你把你的话语赐给我。
You have given us your words.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
求主帮助我们，好像大卫王一样。
Please help us to be like King David.
喜爱耶和华的律法。
To love God's law.
昼夜思想。
And to meditate day and night.
就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Just like a tree planted by streams of water, will bear fruit in season, and leaves will not wither. And whatever he does prospers. Lord, please help us. And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.